Welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar, where we sit down and talk with interesting professional guitar players, uncover their stories, and discover what makes them tick. If you love guitar, music, and the backstory of people's lives, stick around. You're in the right place. I want to talk to you about the Bose S1, which is an amazing speaker for acoustic guitars that I've been playing lately. The S1 has two separate channels. It has one for your guitar and then another one for a microphone. And then there's a third channel you can use for a looper or for backing tracks that you could access by Bluetooth or through a 1/8 inch plug. And the S1s are also very easy to carry. It's got an easy to grab top handle and absolutely anyone can tote it around. And it's also rechargeable for up to 11 hours. The S1 was specifically designed to optimize the sound of your acoustic guitar on acoustic guitar gigs. The guitar and mic channels each have separate tone, volume, and reverb controls, and there's also a proprietary tone match switch, which restores and optimizes the natural sound of your acoustic guitar, which, as you know, is typically the biggest problem with acoustic amps. Now, I tested the S1 myself, and the tone, volume, and reverb controls sound great, and they're very responsive. You can position the S1 in four different ways. You can tilt it back so you broadcast out to an audience, or you could put it horizontally, vertically, or on a stand. And the cool thing is the S1 has a Bose accelerometer, so it automatically adjusts the EQ and optimizes the sound for whichever one of these four positions you're using. The S1 also happens to be the best Bluetooth speaker that Bose makes, which is pretty compelling since Bose is known for the quality of their Bluetooth speakers. So effectively, you have an acoustic guitar amp, a PA, and a killer Bluetooth speaker all in one. And the bottom line is this. If you're an acoustic guitar player, there's absolutely nothing out there that sounds this good and this big that's also easy to carry and battery powered. As far as the Bluetooth speaker goes, I've used it many times here at home for family barbecues, and the sound is so good, my kids wind up arguing over who gets to play the music they want. You know, it's literally like having a full stereo system out on your patio. You can use the S1 for DJing, tailgating, or whatever you want. Before this, you'd have to spend a bunch of money on loads of different speakers and pedals to get the same thing the S1 does on its own. On top of that, it looks great, just like all Bose devices do. And besides whatever money back guarantee you get from wherever you buy the S1, Bose also warranties the S1 for 2 years for any kind of defects in materials or performance. For more information and to find out where to get your own S1, go to everyonelovesguitar.com/S1. That's everyonelovesguitar.com/S1. Get the S1. It's outstanding. Are you looking to buy or sell a home in the Tampa Bay area without having to deal with pushy realtors? Then make sure you connect with West Florida Real Estate. West Florida Real Estate has helped over 300 homeowners and investors buy and sell their properties over the last 5 years. Their service is outstanding, just like back in the days when there was actually service in the service business, and you'll never have to deal with any kind of sales junk when you're working with them. For more information, email Ann with an E at westfloridarealestate.com. That's ANNE at westfloridarealestate.com. If you're enjoying this show and you'd like to support it, go to everyonelovesguitar.com/support. And for information on advertising, visit everyonelovesguitar.com/advertise. Hey, everybody. This is Craig Garber. Welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar. We've got a great, incredible guitar player with us today from Spain. I'm really happy to have Jose de Castro on the show, and I want to turn you on to his music. He's got he's a great blues and rock player, but he has this incredible right-hand technique that he uses, and it really creates these fantastic melodies. So let me tell you about Jose's background. Jose de Castro is a professional guitar player and music producer from Madrid, Spain. He's been playing since he was 10, and over time he became well recognized in the Madrid music scene. He's a very popular session guitarist in Spain. He has played at NAMM for the last 15 years. He wasn't there this year because he had a gig, but he's always there, so you've probably seen him. He also conducts master classes throughout Europe, and he's the first artist from Spain to be ever endorsed by Fender. His album Breathe won first place as the best ambient instrumental album from the Academia Music Awards in LA. He's released 5 studio and 2 live records, and he's played with musicians like Simon Phillips, who we had here on the show, Paul Gilbert, who we had here on the show, Guthrie Govan, Reb Beach, and Rob Marcello. He's opened for Joe Satriani, who we, of course, had here on the show, Scott Henderson, and Michael Landau, who's supposed to be coming on soon. Jose, thank you for coming on the show, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks to you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, man. How did you first get started in the music business?
Really, my first money with the music was I was 16 years old, more or less. I was playing in a band for the old people, you know, in the parties with old people,
okay.
every kind of music. We was playing from Joe Satriani to Queen, to Spanish popular music,
okay.
More or less 100 song every night.
So you're a big cover band?
Yes, really.
Okay.
For five hours every day.
Wow.
Crazy, yes.
And this was in Madrid?
No, around Spain.
Around the whole Spain, okay. Yes. So you were traveling very young.
Yes, really.
That's really cool. Your parents were good with that? They supported that?
Yes, yes. That's good.
Do you come from like a musical family?
No, not really.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No.
That's cool.
No musicians in my family.
That's good that they supported you though, man.
Yes.
Is the music scene in Spain, is it a big music scene?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? It is. Yeah. Okay, so what was your first break that you got? Like first big opportunity?
Maybe with 20 years old.
Yeah.
I was start to play in a record session.
Okay.
In studio recording for 2 years. And I was recording every day, different kinds of music for TV, for cinema, for pop, for rock. Every kind of music. It was a super experience for me.
So you became a very busy session player.
Really.
Was there like a producer, or did you get connected with a couple of producers who just liked your playing?
Not really. When you know, when you are in the music business, you know different people.
Yes.
And maybe one singer, hi, I like the you play guitar. Can you produce this song for me because I like your style? Oh, okay, let me try. Oh, sound good. Okay, blah, blah, blah. And every time more and more and more, and now this is my job.
That's awesome, man. That's cool. Is most of your work today session work, or do you play with your trio out a lot?
Really, I play more with Spanish pop artists.
Okay.
Touring around Spain, in South America, in United States, but always for Latin people, you know. And with my trio, I play sometimes in small clubs, you know.
Have you ever opened as your trio for one of the artists that you're playing with?
Yes, for Joe Satriani, I remember this experience was amazing, because Joe, I remember the sound check, and Joe told me, "Hey man, well, which amplifier do you use?" Oh my God, you are Joe Satriani. Oh, which pedal? Oh, I like this pedal. Oh, okay, thank you.
That's
nice guy.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy. I had him here. Really sweet man.
Yes, I know.
Okay, so musically, what are the top 3 experiences that you've had?
The best experience for me is to play with very good musicians. I remember when I played with Simon Phillips.
Yeah.
In my second album, was wow. My drummer plays very good, you know, but Simon is.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Yeah, really amazing. Was a super experience for me.
How did you connect with him?
By internet.
And he sent. Oh, yes, wow.
The bass player from Chaka Khan.
Yes.
It's Melvin Lee Davis.
Yep.
And Simon's plays together. I know to Melvin Davis in Holland.
Okay.
Hey, I would like to play in your album some bass. Okay, thank you. And maybe Simon could be playing in your album because it's more rock music. Let me check. Okay, thank you. And Simon plays in my album 3 songs.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Did he send in tracks or you didn't play live, did you?
No, send me tracks.
That's cool, man. Yes. That's cool. What kind of a town, where did you grow up? ¿Dónde creciste?
In Madrid.
In Madrid. In the city itself?
Yes, in the city.
That's a big city.
Really big city, yes. I live maybe 8 kilometers, maybe 5 miles from Madrid. More a small town, but it's very close to Madrid.
Very close. What was that like growing up there? ¿Cómo fue tu infancia en Madrid? Is that good?
Perfect. Your Spanish is too much better than my English.
Because I'm cheating, man. I'm looking at Google.
in my generation, in the school,
yeah,
and no learn English. Everyone from my generation.
Yeah.
Now my son, with 13 years old, speak English perfectly. I have this problem, really.
But you never have a chance to speak English. You know, you don't, like, when would you speak it? If you don't speak it all the time, you get rusty.
Yes, I know. When I go, for example, to China,
yeah,
I will be in China maybe 1 month.
Yes.
My English is too much better.
Yeah, because
in Spain, I work with Spanish people, and when I go, for example, to Miami.
Yeah, Miami is all Spanish, man.
Yes, I know, for record, Latin music business.
It's all no problem. Nobody speaks English in Miami, man. Yes,
it's very difficult to speak English in Miami.
Yes.
I know.
I told you Diego,
yes,
came on here, and he was the most he spoke English on the show. yeah. So what was your growing up, tu infancia in Madrid? Mm. What was it like?
Well, very. My family is a pure family.
Yes.
No rich family.
Yeah.
But my infancia was really cool.
Yeah.
Because always playing on the street with my friends, you know, super, super, very good.
Good, bueno. What got you started playing guitar?
With 10 years old, more or less. 9 or 10 years old.
What? Why?
I don't know. I think that I was listening to Mark Knopfler.
Yeah.
On the radio, and changed my life. Really, this moment changed my life. Was, wow, what is that? And my father, this is a guitar. Just guitar. My mother, the same. Just guitar. But in this moment, please, I need to play guitar. I want guitar, blah, 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 blah. And finally, my parents, okay, take a Spanish guitar. Super cheap Spanish guitar, but it's okay for me.
Yeah.
And always practicing guitar. No, I don't know. I don't know why. No musicians in my family.
And you always like the blues?
No, I remember my first band was Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Supertramp, Dire Straits, Mike Oldfield. You remember Mike
Oldfield? Wow, yeah.
Yeah. This kind of music. And later, more rock music, like Mr. Big.
Yeah, of course.
Extreme, more super rock guitar player. And explode my head. Eddie Van Halen, you know.
Of course. And did you always play a Strat?
Always I play a Strat.
Always play a Strat. Interesting.
Strat or Super Strat?
What's a Super Strat?
With humbucker.
Oh, okay.
Which? Three single coil or no?
Sure.
But in my studio, this is my studio right now.
It's beautiful, man.
Yes. Check.
I like that Selmer. That's an old amp, isn't it?
Yes, really. This is a Marshall Jubilee.
Yeah.
Selmer from England from 1965.
Yeah.
AC30 with head.
Wow.
Beatles style.
Yeah,
from,
man.
For 1964.
Wow.
Let me check. This is a Plexi. Marshall Plexi.
Wow.
Can you see?
Yes. See, yes, man.
And Fender Tone Master from Custom Shop. Really good.
Let me ask you, where did you get, did you buy those amps in Spain?
Yes. Yes. So it's more really easy to buy this kind of amplifier. Are expensive, you know.
Yes.
But really everyone are from Europe. You know.
Yeah, I'm surprised they have so much vintage gear though. That's old. That's beautiful amps, man.
Yes, yes. In the another place, I have the cabinets.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe I can show you later. No problem.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be cool, man.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to talk about your right hand technique.
Ah, thank you.
Okay, yeah, man. I've never heard anybody do what you do, where you strum so quickly that the chord becomes part of the melody in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get that from? How did you come up with that? It's amazing, man.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I love funk music.
Funk really, music, yeah, man.
And really, I love this kind of music. For example, Heart Within Fire and this kind of music. And I love blues, of course, and rock music. And this is the fusion.
Oh, yeah.
Because really, I'm a 90s guy.
Yes.
And you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rage Against the Machine, this kind of super groups.
Yeah.
Play super rhythm. But I like this kind of music, and I love blues, and I love instrumental music.
Yeah.
And this is my fusion of styles.
I've never heard anyone do that.
Not
I mean,
really.
It's fantastic, man. And it's so fast. You must have practiced a lot, obviously, to get that speed on that.
Not really. It's more or less, of course, I need to practice. I play every day.
Sure.
But no, it's super difficult to me, this technique. It's more natural.
Yeah.
It's more difficult to play maybe legato.
Yeah.
I need more practice, but it's more or less easy to play with my ring head.
So that song for you.
For you.
That's where you use that technique. I mean, it's so beautiful. It's beautiful, man. When I heard that, that's why I called you, man. I found you on the internet or something, and I heard that song, and I said, Dios mío. What? I said, I got to talk to this guy. That's incredible, man. How did you come up with that song? Because it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, you're really welcome.
was more or less like a fight with my rebrand. Okay, let me explain.
Yeah.
I want to do an instrumental song without a lead guitar song.
Oh.
Right. And in my head, okay, this riff, reading is different tempo, different time, you know. And it was like, I don't know, explain, but this is, okay, I want to play instrumental song, super melodic song, without
lead guitar. Yeah, man. Wow.
Yes.
What made... if you could answer, what made you think about that?
About this song.
Yeah.
I think that is my most popular song.
Oh, it's a beautiful song, man.
Thank you. Because it's different. No, it's like Satriani or like Steve Vai or like Andy Timmons.
Right.
I love
yeah, him. Yeah, great player.
Or Scott Henderson. I'm super fan of this kind of, or Mike Landau, you know.
Sure.
This song is, I think, that is different.
No, it is.
Yes. This was my way. Okay, I need a different song, but instrumental music, good for vocals, maybe.
Yeah, it's great. Do you have that on a studio or only live record?
No, in a studio.
What? Hang on. What album?
Conversation. My third album.
Okay. You know what? That was not on iTunes.
No?
No, I didn't see it. I only saw Poco de lo Mio, Live, Breathe, and Guitar Room. I didn't see Conversation. Because the only place I saw for you is on the live record.
Okay.
And I was looking for the studio, and so it's Conversation. Maybe I have to go back. Yes. Maybe I missed it.
Yes, Conversation.
All right, Conversation. I'm going to go back and look. The other song that you have that's fantastic, man, is Perfecto, Tornado.
Tornado.
Holy shit. It's like a tornado.
Yes.
It's just like a tornado, man. How did you come up with that?
This is more or less the same way, and reading song with power blues and super tornado, you know, but with a little fusion moment.
Yes,
you know, and riff. Always, I love to play different riffs.
Yeah,
you know? This kind of things. I love it.
Well, that is so fast. I don't know that I've heard anybody play that fast. That's phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's just incredible, man.
The last part is more or less like Paul Gilbert style.
Yes.
Because I love Paul Gilbert. It's one of my best influence, you know.
Yes.
With the big, my right hand works very good in this way.
Yeah, your right hand is incredible, man.
Thank you.
Tell me about... what's your number one guitar? Yeah, show me. That'd be great.
This one.
Okay, so tell me about it.
Yes, this is a Fender Custom Shop Masterville from John Cruz.
By Joe Cruz.
Yes.
Yeah.
John Cruz works this guitar for me.
When did you get that?
Maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's a beautiful guitar. What kind of pickups?
The name are Ancho.
Ancho, Spanish. Yeah. The Anchos.
Poblano.
Ancho Poblano, yeah.
This is a spicy pepper, I think so.
Ancho Poblano pickups. Yeah, man. What numero dos guitar?
Maybe my second, John Cruz.
Your second John Cruz?
Yeah, but in black. This is the black one.
Right.
And guitar now is, I'm on tour with Melendi.
Yes.
Melendi is super popular Spanish artist, and now we are on tour, and the guitar is with my backline.
Oh, okay. And how about Tres, number three?
Maybe my Gibson Les Paul.
Can I see it?
1972.
Can I see it?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. Oh, wow. So it's a gold top with P90s.
Yes, with mini, no.
Oh, mini humbuckers. Yeah. And it's 1972.
Yes, 1972.
Is it heavy?
No, not too much.
Yeah.
No. Really, the good Les Paul are not so heavy.
Yeah, but 72, they were big then. They were heavy back then sometimes.
Not really.
That's cool.
It sound amazing, this guitar.
Where did you get that?
Maybe 15 years.
In Spain?
No, by eBay. I not tried this guitar. Oh, I like, and the price is okay. Let me check. I paid the guitar. Sound fantastic.
Where did it come from?
From United States. Maybe the city was Tennessee.
Wow, that's funny.
Yes, from Tennessee.
From Tennessee and eBay 15 years ago.
Yes.
That's cool,
the
man.
The price was really good. Maybe 2,000.
Oh, that's
500.
That's a good dollar. Yeah. Yeah.
Good price.
Yeah. That is good. That's a beautiful guitar, man.
Yes.
What's your favorite amp?
Maybe Vox.
The Vox? Yeah.
Because for life, I don't like it. For life, not sound very good because you need more different sounds and it's a little noisy. You know, it's a vintage amplifier.
Yes.
But in a studio, it's amazing.
It's beautiful, yeah. Yes.
I need two mics, Roger and Shure.
Uh-huh.
Perfect.
Perfect. What do you play live?
I use Big Tone.
Big Tone?
Yes, okay. Spanish brand.
Okay.
Yo-Yo amplifiers.
Yeah, yeah.
The small one, just for small clubs. Yep. Sounds great.
That's the new one that they have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's like brown, I think.
More or less.
Yeah. I saw it at NAMM. Mm-hmm. I saw it at NAMM. So you play the Joyo live. Okay, let me see if I could. Hang on one second. Okay, tres CD favoritos.
maybe the first album of Dire Straits.
Okay, great record.
Yeah, it's amazing. Dark Side of the Moon.
That's my number one. Oh, yeah, man.
Really, Pink Floyd. And different kind of music, but really changed my life. I'm not sure. Scott Henderson, Dog Party.
I'm not
sure if the first or second album, blues album, I don't remember. But was like, wow, this is real blues.
It's Dog Party.
Yes, Dog Party.
Very cool, man. Tell me what makes you happy.
Really, to play music, and of course to be with my family.
You have kids?
Yes, two. Oh,
two. How old are your kids?
Boy and girl.
Yes. ¿Cuántos años?
My boy, my son, 13.
Oh, cool.
My daughter, 11.
Oh, very nice, man. Very nice.
He plays guitar.
Oh.
And she plays viola.
Oh, great, man.
Yes.
That's really cool. let me see if I can ask you this in Spanish. It'll be easier. la lección más importante que tu madre y tu padre enseñaron.
Good question, really.
Gracias. So I asked him, what's the most important thing that his parents taught him?
I remember my father. My father died very young.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry, man.
Thank you. With 15 years. Oh,
man.
Very young. Yeah. And I was super young.
Yeah.
My little sister, maybe 11 years old.
That's very tough, young. Man. Very sorry.
Yes, and was a heart attack. And today is here, tomorrow no, you know. My father always told me, okay, if you want to play music, to play guitar, I don't understand why. My father was like, this, my song is crazy, you know, no? But he told me, always I'm working in a job that really I don't like. I don't like. The life is very short. In his case, super short.
Yeah.
And you need to enjoy the life. If you want to play guitar, let's go. I don't know why, but let's go. If you can to pay your shoes, your guitar, it's okay.
That's wonderful, man.
Yes.
So he really supported your music.
Yes, was very important.
Yeah, that's really nice. That's very nice. What kind of work did your dad do?
My father, car repair.
Auto mechanic.
Mechanic. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yes.
That's really great that he supported you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Different worlds.
Yeah.
And different head, really, because, you know, the old generation was a little different.
Very much.
Yes. I want the long hair. I want, okay, okay.
That's really cool that he was like that.
Yes. But my father always, when I was playing with my first band, rock bands, and, you know, and my father to his friend.
Oh, hey,
my son played very good guitar. He's a genius, my son.
That's nice, man. That's beautiful.
Yes.
That's really nice, man. And how about tu madre?
We are four brothers.
Oh God.
Four.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Mucho trabajo, man.
Mucho trabajo. Two boys and two girls. And my mother always keep of us, but when my father died, my mother started to clean in homes.
Okay, good.
Yes, for you know.
You got
money for my father. And
also, yeah, okay, of course.
Everyone in the family, we need help. Okay, let's go.
That's great. So yeah,
that's life, you know.
Yeah. So she worked hard.
Hmm.
Yeah. Very nice, man. Do you have any hobbies outside of music?
I love running.
Oh, yeah, man.
I love running. Yes. I can't. I try running more or less 4 or 5 days every week.
Oh, that's great.
And now I have 4 marathons, complete marathons.
Right on, man. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. But my first time doing sport was 10 years ago, because never play football, never play tennis, play guitar every day. My friends, hey, come with us for play football. You know, football is soccer,
yeah.
Super popular in Europe. No, I need to play guitar because this fucking Paul Gilbert is... You know. And maybe 10 years ago, because now I have 45 years old, 10 years ago, I'm a little fat. I need to do sport.
Yeah.
Okay. Which port? Good question. Or maybe I can do on tour around the world.
Yes.
Yes, I need my shoes and running.
That's great, man. You're 45?
45, yes.
Man, you look great, man. You look like you take good care of yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So you ran 4 marathons. Donde? Where?
In Madrid.
All in Madrid. Wow. You need to run the New York City Marathon?
Yes, I would like to do.
And the Walt Disney in Orlando, here in Florida. The Walt Disney Marathon, Disney World.
You run?
No, I lift weights.
Ah, okay.
I lift weights. Yeah, yeah. But if you run the Orlando Marathon, you call me. I'll come see you, man.
Okay. I will be in Orlando.
When?
In May.
In May?
In May, yes.
Man, that's like an hour and a half away from here. Maybe I'll come up and see you.
Maybe.
who are you playing with?
I will play with a Spanish artist, with Melendi.
Okay.
I have two shows in Miami because he's very popular.
Of course, yeah.
And next day in Orlando. After Orlando, we have New York.
Oh, that's great, man.
New Jersey. Los Angeles. San Francisco.
Oh, that's great, man.
And maybe Puerto Rico.
Oh, that's cool.
Maybe 90% Puerto Rico and Costa Rica.
Oh, that's nice. Costa Rica is nice there, man.
Yes.
¿Cuántos días estarás en Nueva York?
4 days.
Oh, okay, man.
I know New York.
Yeah. Oh, you know New York. Okay.
I love the city.
So much fun.
I remember to see to Oznoy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oz is on this show. I had Oz on here. Yeah.
Wayne Grant.
I had Wayne on here.
At 55
55 club, yeah.
Two or three times.
Then. Yeah.
And now Indidun, the name of the club.
Oh, Iridium.
Iridium, sorry.
Iridium. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Amazing place for to play.
Yeah, it's a great place to play, man.
I was here to Greg Howe.
Yep.
And Simon Phillips in the same band.
Oh, yeah, because we're Protocol.
Yes.
Yeah, we're Protocol. Yeah, yeah. I've had all those. I haven't had Greg on my show, but all the other guys I've had here on the show, great players, man.
Top level.
Hey, man, you're up there too, right there with you, man.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you two more questions.
Yes.
La decisión más difícil para usted, para tú.
Difficult.
Yes.
Very difficult. Maybe.
I asked him what's the toughest decision he's had to make. Yeah.
Sometimes I think that I lose too much time with the guitar in my room, and sometimes I can see to my friends enjoy of the life in different ways. This is different. Sometimes I think, wow, always playing guitar.
You practice a lot still.
Yes, with this artist, with this recording, with this time. My family is very close of mine, but sometimes I think, wow, I need to be more time with my kids, with my wife.
Sure.
Yes.
So, trabajando too much.
Yes.
Yeah, you're working too much. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's tough for everybody.
Always. Yeah,
it's very tough to figure that out, man. Yeah. One more question. Mm-hmm. El mayor cambio en su personalidad en los últimos 10 años y ¿cuánto de esto ha sido deliberado y cuánto ha sido una parte natural del envejecimiento?
Yeah.
Mi español is bad, bro.
I can understand perfectly.
Okay. Thank you. So I asked him, what's the biggest change in his personality over the last 10 years and how much of that has been deliberate and how much a part of aging?
Really, my priorities are different right now. I remember, for example, 10 years ago, I was take every job. Every job. A few money job, it's okay. A lot of money, it's okay. Every job.
Yes.
And now I'm in different point.
Good.
Because I prefer to play my music for a small budget.
Yes, you know? Yes.
But really, it is very happy to me to play my music, to play. I don't need to do really bad jobs.
Yeah.
Right. I'm working with good producers in Spain and in United States.
Mm-hmm.
I have good productions in my studio, recording guitars, of course.
Sure.
And this is perfect now.
Good.
Good moment for me because maybe in the future, I would like to play my music more and more and more, and not play with more Spanish artists or you know.
Yeah, of course.
Know? Really, I know this business, and it's okay, and really I enjoy. But
you want to play your music more?
Yes, I'm a little tired about it.
I get it, man. I totally get it.
And maybe the percent is 50-50. I remember when I was a child, everything, oh, this is a problem, you know.
Yes.
Wow, my string is broke. Oh, this is a problem. Now it's not important, you know.
Yes.
The life changed. When you have my father died, I was thinking, this is a problem. This is really important thing.
Yes.
And your brain change every day, you know.
Yeah, man.
You need to live different experience.
So you want to spend more time playing your music and you take jobs that make you happy now.
Yes, yes.
Good for you, man. I'm happy for that. You're an excellent player, man. I would love to see you play here in the States. Anybody listening, anybody that's a booking agent, if you're looking for an incredibly talented guitar player with a great trio, man, Jose De Castro is your guy, man. I mean, he's this, and I would love everybody to check out his music. It's Jose De Castro, and he's got 5 albums, Un Poco de Lo Mio, Conversation, Live, Breathe, and Guitar Room. They're all great, man. And if you want to just check out a couple of his songs, check out For You, the song For You, Tornado. But listen to the whole Guitar Room album. It's really good. He's just an amazing player. And thank you for your time, man. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks to you. Thanks for your Spanish. Really good.
I don't know about that. Hold on 1 minute. Let me say goodbye. Then you and I can talk. Okay. Moment. Thank you so much, Jose.
Thank you.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please share it on your social media channels with your friends. We appreciate your support. I would really love you to listen to Jose De Castro. He's just an incredible guitar player, and his sound is such a clean Strat sound, and he's so powerful, man. And I'm not just saying this because he's here. It's just, he's one of these guys that you listen to, and it's just such a breath of fresh air because he does something really different. He's got just this amazing right-hand technique. It's just incredible. You really enjoy it. And don't forget, most important thing to remember is that happiness is a choice, so choose wisely. Be nice, go play your guitar, and have fun. Till next time, peace and love, everybody. Thank you, brother.
Bye-bye. Thanks to you.
We hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, subscribe to the Everyone Loves Guitar podcast, and you can do this online at everyonelovesguitar.com or on iTunes. And if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star positive review. The more 5-star reviews we get, the higher our show ranks, and higher rankings mean we get to continue speaking with cool, interesting guests on our show.
We'll see you on the next episode. And until then, keep playing your guitar and have fun making music.